This recording, Saudi Arabia 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Honoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Berry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure."
Hi there. I was born in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I'm 20 years old. I'm studying English at the university, at the English department. I'm in level 5. I actually find the English language not that difficult, but still at the same time need some effort to be familiar, you know, with the language and stuff. I have some difficulties with some subjects in my college. For example, the syntax and phonetics, but I'll do my best. If you want the truth, I've never been outside Saudi Arabia, so I learned the English language here at the university. I'll talk a little bit about another topic. I mean, enough for school. Let's talk about reading. Actually, reading would be the number one thing that I love and enjoy at the same time. Whether the language is Arabic or English, they are all interesting to me. I read novels, magazines, books, etc. However, I don't actually read newspapers. I just don't like them. I don't know why. The latest novel I finished was Memoirs of a Geisha by Arthur Golden. It's an amazing novel. I recommend it for you all. And the last audio material I've listened to was How to Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime You Want. It was, I think, by Larry King. And actually, if you want the truth, I loved it so much. I'm even planning to listen to it again to write down some notes to practice them in my daily life. I think that's it, so bye-bye.